This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Many reasons are given why Noach and his children and his family were permitted to eat meat after the Mabul. The Ramban says that since Noach was matriach for the animals and they were saved in his chus, he was awarded and rewarded the right to eat animals. The Aznayim L'Torah of Zalman Sorotskin offers a fantastic insight. Zalman Sorotskin says the downfall of the Dar HaMabul, the reason they were nichshal and znos, and arayas and gazela, they didn't recognize the greatness of man, the stature of man, that man is not a more sophisticated animal. Man is not part of the laws of the jungle. The world was created for man. Man is the epicenter of creation. Man is created in the image of God. Man forgot his superiority over the animals. So Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to show Noach, Noach, come into the table, let me show you that when mankind is corrupt, all the animals have to be destroyed. Because they're only created for him. All the vegetation has to be destroyed because it was created for him. The earth has to be destroyed because it was created for man. Even the sun, the moon, and the stars, they stop functioning because their only function and purpose is to service man. And now Adam comes out of the teva and Hashem says, let me teach you one more lesson. Man is the epicenter of creation. Man has superiority over the animals. Noach, I allow you now to eat the animal. This is an important lesson for mankind to realize that the human race is the epicenter of creation. All of creation was created to service the Adam HaShalem. This, says Rav Zalman Sorotskin, is a very fundamental and central reason why Noach was permitted to eat meat in the aftermath of the Mabul. This was the central lesson to be learned from the Mabul, and this was the foundation upon which the new world was being built upon.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.